The gentleman's fancy tenements do not evidence his eminence. Benevolence evidenced by my sentiments. Exactly when it's C, methodical, nautical competence over the competence. When the three obvious, cumulus, ominous make the journey dreadful, I find myself with a medical head full of edible chemicals that occupy the octopus tentacles, slowly wrapping around all of my subliminals. The creature's primitive, damage is imminent, but not so minimal, literal man. Nothing but an automechanical, audible animal. Stand and be counted, finding yourself surrounded by the darkness. They keep your soul but bury your carcass. Why do they keep your soul? Cause they were the lot in various markets. And there was a target that's pointed right at the architect. But no amount of ammo can kill the builder, filter or falter. Build your altar, I have a life to sacrifice, so grab your knife. You hear the voices. You hear the voices. I hear the voices. I hear the voices. I hear the voices. You hear the voices. You hear the voices. You hear the voices. You know I hear the voices. I hear the voices. Let me tell you what my fortune is. I was born on the porch of an orphanage. With a bed the size of a matchbox, I became somewhat of a contortionist. I ran away and joined the circus, became my bread and butter. I fell off the tightrope, hit my head, developed a bit of a speech impediment. I see the medicine won't treat this hedekin. I think it's evident. Double talking like this impeaches presidents. Half of me please not guilty, while the other half is leaking evidence. I think they're trying to kill me while I'm on the path to reaching betterment. The voices warn me, I'm a minute away from a plot nefarious. Next thing you know, nightmare in the middle of a day being stopped by chariots. The voices warn me, I dare disobey their absolutely outright authority. Then they put on a smile and they salute me. The voices scare me, cause one minute they wanna be my controller, and then my best friends. So I'm pretty convinced that they're bipolar. Sometimes you take for granted the good things right in front of you. I'd probably be so lonely if it wasn't for schizophrenia.
You hear the voices. You hear the voices. I hear the voices. I hear the voices. I hear the voices. You hear the voices. You hear the voices. You hear the voices. You know I hear the voices.